The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as 7 times? Jesus answered, I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full. Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, Pay back what you owe. Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, Be patient with me and I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives his brother from his heart. When Jesus finished these words, he left Galilee and went to the district of Judea across the Jordan. The Gospel of the Lord. If we didn't get the sense that forgiveness was difficult enough just from this passage, I think I get the sense that forgiveness is very difficult by the fact that the first verse of chapter 19 of Matthew's Gospel is included in this account, so as to, I think, soften the blow. That's when Jesus finished these words and did that little editorializing, right? This is what he's up to next. Because it ends, the chapter ends, so will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives his brother from the heart. It's like too stark, right? So the church gives us that one extra line so that we can all kind of breathe easy. But the truth of the matter is we can't breathe easy because this is where it's at. Jesus is saying this right from the beginning. He's likening this. He said, this is the kingdom of God now. This is the kingdom of God. So it's not like, okay, forgiveness, you know, you get the sense like, well, this is just a religion, right? So we have some rules and regulations and kind of do our thing. We're Catholics, go to Mass on Sunday, do a couple things during a week, and we have these peculiarities, like these are the things that make us Catholic, whatever. But it's like, no, this is the kingdom of God. I don't know what it is. I'm getting excited or losing my voice, getting more excited. I don't know, but just go with me here. This is it. This is the heart of it. This is the kingdom of God is forgiveness. This is unbelievable for us, I think, because, I work on this every day, forgiveness. I work on it every day. Primarily because I'm coming before God to be forgiven. Because I know that I need his mercy. But also I struggle with giving it to others. So I think as a people, we may well struggle with this. That hardness of your heart. That lack of forgiveness there where Jesus wants to, it's almost like, I can see it, like searing pain, like he's going right for it, the unforgiveness of our heart. But forgiveness really binds us to other people in a way we don't want to be bound to them. Unforgiveness binds us to people in a way that forgiveness liberates us from all kinds of unhealthy attachments. But for some reason, we just struggle. We struggle. Okay. So that's the general thrust, but let's get into this. Forgiveness is not forgive and forget. It's not. Forgiveness is not easy. Like, okay, I forgive you. Well, is that worth anything? Someone does something against you. That's right, I forgive, I forget that. No, because forgiveness, right, means that there has been some real offense against you. In the same way that we need to be forgiven by God because we have sinned. We have sinned. And you could look at these characters too and say, well, this guy's the bigger sinner, this guy's the little sinner. And especially if you put it in like, well, this guy's coming before the big guy and the other guy is just coming before the other guy. So it's like, look at the difference. I mean, before God, what's the difference between like a little sinner and a big sinner? It's not a lot seen from his view. And so how ridiculous is it that one of us, like, okay, here's God and here we are, and then here's the next guy. You know, it's like, it's minuscule down here, but then we've made this difference everything in the world, that yeah, we want God's forgiveness, but we can't possibly forgive anyone else. I mean, that's ridiculous, because we're on the same plane down here. God is all the way up here. So any offense against, and I think we've talked about this before, but any offense against God is tremendous. He created us. He gives us life. He still gives us life. He loves us into being. Any offense against God is tremendous. And we act as though an offense against us is tremendous, and our offenses against God are insignificant. So we have it kind of flipped around. But again, forgiveness is a process, okay? So we're meant to live in communion with each other. We're meant to live in harmony with each other. We're also meant to live in full communion with God. And that's why those offenses are particularly significant, because they can destroy the communion with God that we're supposed to have. But he's willing to work with us to reconcile us to himself. That's the whole point of the cross. That's how far he's going to go. But then we're called to go that far for others. And that means that when someone offends us, that we are willing to engage in the process of forgiveness to reconcile them to us. So as to say, we're ready to work on the relationship so that we can get back to a place where we were, at least where we were before that offense. The offense is real, and the offense has to be acknowledged by both parties. Otherwise, there's no forgiveness. There's no real forgiveness. Now, we have to be, our part is we have to be ready to forgive. So will my Heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives his brother from his heart. That's where it takes place. That's where it takes place. But we have to bring that to God every day. Every day. We have to bring it to God, because this is really testing our capacity to embody the love of God. Isn't it? Isn't this the limit? Someone else's offense is against us. Isn't that the limit of our ability to embody the love of God? And yet that's what we're called to do. It's not what Jesus does. That's who Jesus is. That's who he is. And so forgiveness is not what we do. Forgiveness is who we are. We are forgiving people. I tell you what, I mean, of all the marks of a life lived in God, this is the one that people notice the most. Because from here flow, this is like unblocking, this is removing the obstructions of the flow of God's love into our hearts and through us. This is it. It's removing the obstacle. And then what comes out? Love, joy, peace, patience. All these things, I think, require forgiveness. And this is why. It's not that God, say, chooses to not forgive us because we're not forgiving other people. It's that if we're not forgiving other people, we're severely restricted in our capacity to receive the forgiveness of God. So today we come before God. We beg his mercy here. We beg his mercy. We realize that we need it, and we embody it for everybody else.